Very honored to have some special guests in the studio. Again, Wagler Motorsports Park, Lyons, Indiana, tomorrow. Huge event as the Southeast Gassers will invade the track and take it over. And we have with us today Keith Miller and Sam Jones. Guys, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
Thank you.
Now, good morning.
Sam, we're going to start with you. A legend when it comes to racing. And I know this is your closest event to home. Always love coming to Wagler Motorsports Park. For those not familiar with the Southeast Gassers, kind of give us the crib note version of what this group is all about and what you guys do.
Well, basically it's a Christian-oriented group, which I like. And it's based on old school rules and the way drag racing was back in the day, where you had to beat the other guy to the other end, and if you did, you won. So it's to me, it's over the years, I have told the guys, the younger guys, I say, one of these days, somebody's going to come up with something that is real racing, the way one or two or three guys can get together and build a car and compete. And basically, that's what this is all about. It's not a big money game. It's a family-oriented, the way it was back in the day.
Yeah, they use the year 1967 in the promo as an example. I mean, you're talking about, throw all the clocks aside, all the timing and all that stuff. Bottom line is, if your car gets across the line faster than your opponent, you win.
Right.
That's it.
That's it. And the cars are evenly classed based on pounds per cubic inch. In other words, the class we run is 10 pound per cubic inch. You got a 300 cubic inch motor, you weigh 3,000 pounds. And when you cross that finish line, if you are ahead, you go across the scales. If your car weighs 3,000 pounds, you won. If your car is light, no, you're not going to win. Run light. So that's just the way it used to be. And even back in at the Nationals, and years gone by, that's the way it was. You when you rolled around the end and you had won, a fellow would say, don't get out of your car. They roll you down to the scales, and you go through the checkout, and you're going to be right, or you're not going to win. And the beauty of it is, it opens the door to be able to use more elbow grease than your hip. So, to me, that's always a good thing, because practically every racer spends probably more than he should. And some don't have near as much as others. But in this game, if he's got enough elbow grease and will work hard enough, it don't make any difference what your name is, where you come from, what color you are. You can be up front if you want to work hard enough.
There you go. Well, that's what it's all about. A great event for spectators to watch as well. Keith, will bring you in now. What do you think about this guy in the studio with us? This is Sam Jones. We were saying before we went on the air, this is a legend in the field, isn't it?
Yeah. Just the fact that I'm sitting here doing a live radio spot next to Sam Jones is surreal. Growing up around the drag racing world, to Sam's point, you know, when I was a kid, obviously it was after 1967, but This level of drag racing is why our family, my dad Kurt, my brothers George and Nolan, decided to pursue this kind of racing, because it's heads up, it's driver against driver, them and their machine, first guy to the end of the track wins. And so we started down this path about 2 years ago after watching Sam run his piece up here at Lyons. Started researching the Southeast Gassers Association. Realized, hey, that's what we want to do. That's kind of what's in our blood. So, you know, our generation kind of represents the generation that's going to carry this thing on from 1967 till who knows when.
So. And you guys are going to actually go against each other then, right?
We are. We are. So two local teams, native here to Daviess County, but we're running with the Gassers all over the southeastern part of the United States. But this being our home event, we're gonna run each other. We're going to do a little Chevy versus Ford. Sam runs a small block Chevy, and we're running a small block Ford. So we think there's good competition there, and we're gonna throw down here for the local crowd and see who's the first one to the end.
May the best car win. Right?
That's right.
We're gonna see if we can pull the feathers out of that Falcon.
Well, I want to stress again, because we're talking to the spectators. If you want to see a unique one of a kind event, really, they got to get to the track tomorrow. Qualifying starts at 1:00. Spend the day out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, and you'll get your money's worth.
Absolutely,
that's right.
Tonight there's going to be test and tune, so a lot of the Gassers will have already arrived in town by this afternoon. There will be a great crowd up at Wagler's tonight, so folks can come out tonight and get kind of a preview, see some of these grudge matches that are shaping up. Check out Facebook, check out Southeast Gassers. You can check out our Facebook page at SEGA Falcon Crazy Gasser Racing. You can see some of the grudge matches that have already shaped up in the weeks past.
It's going to be a good one. Again, it's at Wagler Motorsports Park, Lyons, Indiana. Hop, skip, and a jump from wherever you're listening. We got to wrap this up, guys, but a hats off salute to Jeremy and the team at Jeremy Wagler, because that track is phenomenal. I know you guys go to 11 different tracks over the course of April to November, and this has got to be one of the premier stops.
Yeah. All of the racers enjoy coming to Wagler Motorsports Park. It has the best traction, best facilities, and it's just a state-of-the-art park.
And to your point, Jeremy's done a wonderful job kind of reviving that venue, and he's put a lot of time and sweat and blood and tears into getting that thing back up and going, and it's a premier venue.
There's not a bad seat in the house either, which is really cool.
One thing, we need to give a shout out to Queen Stott, which is the brainchild of this thing, to bring drag racing back to the roots. And he's done a phenomenal job. I hate for him to hear me say that, but but anyway, we're good friends, and it's just a good group to be around. You're going to be, it's going to be like going to a church social almost, and you can just have a good time.
Southeast Gassers taking over Lyons, Indiana at Wagler Motorsports Park for the big race this weekend. And again, guys, good luck. May the best team win. And we'll find out, I guess.
Well, even if we don't win, we can still go home together.
There you go. Have a good weekend, and best of luck again racing this weekend.
Thank
Appreciate you
for
coming
having
in.
Us.
Thanks, Dwayne.
You got it.